Today is our new moon, and today is our first day of Lent, and today is Ash Wednesday. The new moon is 12 degrees and 7 minutes. So we'll do our new moon meditation today. And as always, we lift up and support the endeavors of the new group of world servers. So today we have Mercury conjunct Saturn at 8:33 a.m. West Coast time. And we have a Pisces moon. So it is a new moon in Pisces, 12 degrees, 7 minutes. 40 days and 40 nights until Easter. And also spring equinox occurs in about 2 weeks. I think it's got we've got 2 weeks till spring equinox on a Sunday when sun enters Aries. So 40 days and 40 nights of preparation for the spring festivals and for Easter. Easter is on April 17th, conjunct Saturn in Aquarius. Communicating about the structure of the new Aquarian era. So Mercury, Saturn, what are the structures that we need to bring forth for the new era? So those transits happen starting midnight tonight. Next Sunday, not this Sunday, we have daylight savings time. And then the Sunday after is spring. So we have many things to look forward to. And I'm going to look for when is the full moon. Oh, that's interesting. Easter weekend is really something. Good Friday. Friday the 15th in April, which is also the beginning of Passover. Then Saturday is the full moon. The Aries festival at 26 or 27 degrees Aries, and then the next day is Easter. So we have four different levels of spirituality or religions coming forth at the same weekend. And remember, that's those are always signifying that the new world religion is coming forth, the synthesis of all of them. So let us stand together today on our first day of Lent, and let us see that we have ashes on our forehead, and the words are said, from dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. And that is the priest saying to us that our bodies, our personalities are made of the earth. And when we die, they will slip back into their original elements. However, the soul will absorb our permanent atoms and the spiritual essence of ourselves and take us back home. So let us stand together today on this first day of Lent, on this new moon day. We invite everyone in the valley to join us in this meditation today on new moon. We invite all of humanity to join us today, all the children, all the kingdoms. We call in our group members, our families, friends, and loved ones. We open the healing dimension, the bardos. We call in all those who are in need, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual needs. And we direct those in the bardos towards the light ahead, the white light ahead. We stand with gratitude with all those who came before us. And we prepare the way for those who come after us. We stand with the Christ in the hierarchy today and all the new group of world servers under the light of Shambhala. We say our soul invocation and build the Antakarana and stand within the spiritual triad. And as we say these words together, we identify with them. We also offer these words to humanity so they too can identify. I am the soul. I am light divine, I am love, I am will, I am fixed design, I am the soul. And with our creative imagination, we stand in the center of a six-pointed star. And we surround our country and people. We surround our entire emerald green earth. We surround Russia and the Ukraine with this six-pointed star. As we use our creative imagination, we help create the thought forms of solution for humanity. And then we lift up the personality of all the beings and all the creatures, all of humanity, all the nations and leaders, to the light of the soul. And we stand within that light with them. And we look up and see another triangle, the will of God, the will to good. A fiery triangle. And again, we surround our country, people, government. We surround Russia and the Ukraine. We surround Israel, the entire Mideast. And we surround our entire earth and all the kingdoms, all the leaders, with this fiery triangle of the will to good. The will to good is the will to love. And when the tongues of fire touch the hearts and minds of humanity, wherever they are, the will to good and the will to love, it brings forth goodwill, right relations. It brings forth the beauty and the peace and the harmony humanity seeks. Well, let us now be still for a moment and prepare for this new moon meditation. Give me a moment, everyone. And so let us stand together under the light of Pisces. And let us say together a group fusion meditation mantra. We are one with our group brothers and sisters, and all that we have is theirs. May the love which is in our soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in us lift and aid them. May the thoughts which our soul creates reach and encourage them. We recognize our place as a group within the heart center of the new group of world servers. We support all the endeavors of the new group of world servers and all the seed groups. And as we stand here together, we extend a line of lighted energy towards the spiritual hierarchy. We are the hierarchy's outpost. The hierarchy is the planetary heart center of Sanat Kumara. We extend this line of loving light to Christ, who is the heart of love, our great world teacher within the hierarchy, and then towards Shambhala, the place where the will of God is known. And we hold our mind focused for a few moments on the planetary role, our role as a new group of world servers. We know that we mediate between hierarchy and humanity. We respond always to hierarchical impression. And in doing so, we help mediate the plan into existence. Let us see ourselves aligning humanity with the new group of world servers, with the hierarchy, with the Christ and the Shambhala. We stand here together, holding our mind focused on the planetary role of the new group of world servers. And we stand upon this great earth, and we see the light of Pisces pouring down upon us, and we absorb that light. For Pisces is the light of the world, the light revealing the light of life itself, ending forever the darkness of matter. And as we stand here together as disciples, we stand on the cardinal cross. We awaken to the task of the world savior. We each are part of this world savior. The task at hand is for the smashing of all crystallized forms of life that hinder and inhibit the flow of spiritual reality and loving inclusivity. It is thus that the true soldiers of God are born, and they carry with them the strongest of weapons, love and wisdom. When we carry with us divine love and wisdom and devotion to the work of the one soul, we are part of the representatives of the new group of world servers, and we become world saviors. And the waters drowned the man, and the fish was made to disappear. It appeared again and died again. It appeared again and died again. And eventually, it brought salvation. And as we stand here together, we are the waters of life. We are the mediators and the saviors. We stand with universal inclusivity. We stand with compassion. We understand both the crucified life and the resurrected life. We help reorient humanity so that they may be liberated. We stand with loving detachment. We understand being a slave, then being a servant, and then becoming a server. And the waters drowned a man, and the fish was made to disappear. It appeared again, and it died again. It appeared again, and died again, and it brought salvation. And we stand within this grace of love that shines forth for all. We know ourselves to be divine. And we say these words together with the soul. We have left the Father's house. And turning back, we say, these are the words of the soul and of the bodhisattvas. We have left the Father's house, the place where the will of God is known. This was a supreme sacrifice. The Father's house is a bliss-filled oneness. But we have returned to the earth to serve the plan in Aquarius and to save humanity in Pisces. We are the waters of life. We are the light of the world. We are the light that reveals the light of life itself. And as we stand within that light, we end forever the darkness of matter. Let us be still for a moment, integrating these words in our identification under Pisces. The seed thought. These are impressions and expressions of certain great ideas. We say them for humanity. We offer them to humanity because humanity must be brought to the understanding of fundamental ideals. And these govern the new age. And this is the major task of the new group of world servers. Let us see ourselves standing within all 10 seed groups working together under the hierarchy's impression and working for humanity. We receive from above and we anchor below. As we stand here within this great silence of receiving, we visualize a precipitation of the will to good and essential love. It begins to flow through the planet from Shambhala to the planetary heart center, the hierarchy. It flows through the heart of the Christ and into our group, part of the new group of world servers. And then it flows to all the men and women of goodwill everywhere in the world. And finally, we see it entering the hearts and minds of the whole human family. As we stand here together, we find that we are part of the power of the one life. We are the love of the one soul. And as we do our work together each day, we help work out in the world. We help work out thought forms of solution for the world. As we stand with the new group of world servers, we build the thought form of solution for humanity's problems. And now as we stand here together, we're going to say the great invocation. As we say this great invocation, we visualize the light of Pisces, rays 2 and 6, flowing into the world. We visualize the world being irradiated, that the human consciousness is filled with light, with love, and with power. And we stand at the five-pointed star, which we create with our visualization, Darjeeling, New York City, London, Geneva, Tokyo, and Darjeeling. We stand at the center of this cross, of a cross. We receive these great energies and forces from above, and we distribute them into the world. By saying, from the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth, and so let it be, and help us to know and to do our part in the world. And we turn to the hierarchy and say together, we know, O Lords of life and love, about the needs of humanity, of our country, of our people, of the world. Touch our hearts anew with love and all that's needed so we too may love and give. And let us say our mantram of unification, and then we will say our radiance mantram. We say this prayer for and with the young ones in our world so they will know what to do, how to be in the world, how to be the loving understandings in the world. The sons of men are one, and we are one with them. We seek to love, not hate. We seek to serve and not exact due service. We seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life in all events, and bring to light the love which underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate. Outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. And our radiance mantram gathering this, our prayers, our meditations, our dedications, and offering this to the world. Our radiance mantram, and we say this today, gathering the light of this, gathering the light of this new moon of Pisces. We strengthen the hands of the new group of world servers also as we say this mantram together. Radiance mantram. This radiant light, the light of the world, is being directed to humanity. It contains all the information that humanity seeks. So wherever we are, and also from within the ashram, with vocal unison, as a group, we face the world and humanity, and we radiate the light from our ashram center, and we say these words together. Radiance we are in power. We stand forever with our hands outstretched, linking the heavens and the earth, the inner world of meaning, the subtle world of glamour. We reach into the light and bring it down to meet the need. We reach into the silent place and bring condensed the gift of understanding. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. Thus with the light we work and turn the darkness into day. And as we recite this together as a group with intention, with our radiance, we visualize the turning of a great searchlight. We have created this searchlight jointly with our unified light. And we see that with our radiant light, that all the glamours, illusions, confusions, mayas, separations are dissipated. We hold this light steady, and we realize mentally that the work of dissolution is doing its job to cease the ignorance and the illusions on earth so that humanity can come to a state of discernment and discrimination and thus make right choice and love more. And as we stand here within this radiant light, we also say our Kali Yuga prayer, inviting all of humanity to say this Kali Yuga prayer with us. And we lift up our lamps in this darkness of the Kali Yuga. Our lamps emit a light. They emit a light, the light of Pisces, the light of life itself. And we say together, lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, and from chaos to beauty. Lead us, O Lord, from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality, from the unknown to the known, and from chaos to beauty. And everyone, let us be still for a moment. Let us let this meditation settle within us. The actual new moon will be occurring today at 9:35 a.m. West Coast time. So we're moving towards that time. Let this meditation settle within us. Direct and guide us for the day. And now, everyone, let us listen to the bell and say our three ohms together, integrating and synthesizing this meditation, this light pouring forth for humanity. Let us visualize this during this morning time until the new moon occurs, a new moon bringing forth that which is new for humanity. We invite everyone to join us in this sounding of the psalm. We invite the hierarchy, the teachers, the masters, Sanat Kumara. We invite the kingdoms that each have a voice in all of humanity. And thus we unite heaven and earth in this new moon time. And now, everyone, let us gather this light around ourselves and the sound of the Om. Let it direct and guide us today on this new moon day. this Mercury Saturn day, moon in Pisces, sun and moon in Pisces day. Let us begin to now, as we gather it around ourselves, begin to precipitate down into our three-dimensional world on this day, new moon day. Let us see what our tasks might be today. And let us begin to complete our tasks with ease, with harmony, with beauty, with grace. Let us see, as we have heard from Master Kumar, that we fly in the blue, we sail in the blue, we stand within the blue, the indigo blue of Ray 2, the rosy blue of Ray 6, the mantle of Mary. So again, let us see what our tasks are today and complete those tasks with ease, harmony, beauty, with grace. And at the end of the day, reviewing the day, we see that the day was good. We also remember the ashes on our forehead. We remember also the beginning of Lent. We begin our preparations of purification today.